Now, according to recently released national data, the rates of new HIV diagnoses among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have increased by 33%, while rates of new HIV diagnoses among Australian-born non-Indigenous people have been on the decline. In light of these new data, researchers are calling for greater efforts to be put in place to prevent HIV escalating among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians. One of these researchers is Associate Professor James Ward from the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute, who co-authored an article on this issue that has been published in the latest Medical Journal of Australia. Professor James Ward joins us on the line now. James, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks very much. And happy NAIDOC Week.
Yes, happy NAIDOC Week. So could you tell us a little bit more about this recent data and some of the trends that are coming through?
Yeah, so as you pointed out, so there has been a 33% increase in rates of newly diagnosed HIV among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, while a concurrent 22% decrease in non-Aboriginal people. And so it's kind of a very different picture from what we've had over the last 25 years, where Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people have had very similar rates of diagnoses. But the thing that's changed over the last few years is that new prevention measures have been implemented, such as the new drug PrEP to prevent HIV, but also increased emphasis on getting people who are living with HIV onto treatment and getting to an undetectable viral load so they can prevent transmission. And I think what's kind of happening is that those latest prevention measures that have been added into the mix of condoms and clean needles and so forth that have been very successful in Australia haven't been so well taken up in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population. So I think we need to change that around a little bit.
Do you think that that's an accessibility issue, you know, perhaps that these treatments aren't as widely available to people who are in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities as they would be for people who might just be living here in Sydney?
Yeah, I think there's it's complex. So certainly most of the emphasis on PrEP and what we call treatment as prevention, getting people to an undetectable viral load, has been among, the emphasis has been among men who have sex with men or gay men in Australia, where the big bulk of HIV diagnoses are made every year. And unfortunately, we haven't kind of looked at the minority populations, the populations that sit at the edges, thinking that those same messages would take effect in populations such as Aboriginal people. So I think So the emphasis has been on men who have sex with men. Certainly knowledge about PrEP, particularly if you move out of the major cities in Australia, is probably less than it is in the large centres like Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane. Access to PrEP hasn't been widely available in those first couple of years, because mostly it was only available in research trials that were mostly centred around the large urban centres. So it's good news that HIV diagnoses are going down in the non-Aboriginal Australian-born population, but I think we have got to do a lot of work in both with clinicians and with community to try and get these messages out there.
And so how do we move forward from here? Is it just a matter of getting the message out there?
Yeah, I think we're doing some great work at the moment to both inform clinicians and community members about these initiatives. So I think so you have to take into account that the great majority of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people visit Aboriginal health services. And so they might have been on the edges of clinician education and training around these new initiatives such as treatments, prevention and PrEP. So we're doing a lot of work with the Aboriginal Community Control Sector to make sure that they're up to speed on these new prevention measures. But also we're doing a lot of work in terms of raising awareness about PrEP in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community to make sure that people who are eligible for PrEP have access to PrEP, for instance. And so we've made a few animations and using social media quite a lot to promote PrEP. We still want to roll out our traditional prevention measures such as condoms and needle syringe programs for those people who inject drugs, but we've got to add these two new initiatives into the prevention mix and make sure that our communities are up to speed as much as the
rest of the population in Australia, so that we don't have this continuing divergence in HIV notifications occurring.
And so if we do move forward, I guess, what are the risks if we don't make this issue a national priority? Is it something that we're going to continue seeing this gap between Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander Australians and Australian-born non-Indigenous people?
Yeah, so I think, personally, I think the gap may be dampened a little bit by non-Aboriginal people, large numbers of non-Aboriginal gay men taking up PrEP, which might have an impact on transmission rates for Aboriginal men who might have sex with non-Aboriginal men, but also the treatment as prevention agenda. If almost everyone who is HIV positive is on treatment and has an undetectable viral load, there'd be very few new cases of HIV transmission occurring. So in some ways the gap may be dampened by non-Aboriginal people in the gay community, for instance, taking up these two measures. But the issue for the Aboriginal population is that we've got a very different epidemiological profile for HIV. So many more of our population, a higher proportion of our population diagnosed with HIV are women, for instance. A larger proportion of our cases are diagnosed because of heterosexual sex transmission. And a larger proportion of our cases are diagnosed because of people through injecting drug use. And unless we pick up on those three populations, women, heterosexual people, and people who inject drugs, then the rate will continue to widen between Indigenous and non-Indigenous. And clearly that shouldn't be happening today because we've got all the tools, like both hardware such as condoms and needles, as well as the biomedical prevention measures such as PrEP and PEP and treatment as prevention to prevent HIV from escalating any further.
It is such an important issue. James, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.
That was Associate Professor James Ward from the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute chatting with us this morning about the really worrying increase of rates in new diagnoses of HIV among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the efforts that do need to be made to combat this issue.